This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, hello everybody. It's Sherry for Raraday Pride. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, and I am so glad to have the opportunity to visit with you every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm most excited about my guest, Doug Oster. So I am going to just jump right into a little bit of information about how to make sure that you get copies of our Arbic Organics catalogs. We create a variety of catalogs throughout the year that showcase products for that time of the year's growing season. To view our catalogs, click on the catalog icon on our homepage, and we offer two versions of our catalogs, an e-version that you can look at and download, and a printed version that we will mail to you that you can look at and download, and a printed version that we will mail to you on a routine basis. You can order online or call our toll-free line 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our customer care team members will be glad to make sure you receive a copy. Many of our customers refer to our catalog as a magazine because it's filled with valuable information that can give you the edge when it comes to successful organic gardening. We strive to provide you with the most affordable pricing and top-of-the-line products. We believe what sets us apart is our focus on customer care, and during regular business hours, you will always be greeted by a live person when you call to place your order or ask a question. We value your business, and we're ready to help you. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. Be on the lookout for interesting facts, sales, and other special promotions. And you can always follow me at Dr. Buglady, Dr. Buglady on Twitter. And now it's time to tell you about my outstanding guest. The Organic Gardener's co-host, Doug Oster, is an Emmy Award winner. He conceived, wrote, produced, and starred in The Gardens of Pennsylvania for PBS, which won the Emmy for Outstanding Documentary. He's also the Pittsburgh Tribune Review's Home and Garden Editor. His video work has been awarded highest honors, Gold Award, from the Garden Writers Association. Doug has also appeared every Thursday on KDKA-TV's Pittsburgh Today live show, talking gardening. He's written 5 garden books, including Grower Organic with Jessica Wallister, The Steel City Garden, and Tomatoes, Garlic, Basil. He also writes a regular column for the Heirloom Gardener magazine. He was one of the creators of Red, Ripe and Roasted, the Tomato and Garlic Festival, which collects fresh produce from gardeners for the hungry. His most satisfying accomplishment, though, was founding Cultivating Success, a garden program for foster and adopted children. And now I'd like to ask Doug Oster, rhymes with toaster, to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Doug. How are you doing?
Boy, that was quite a setup there. How do I get anything else done when I'm doing all that stuff you said there?
I don't know. I'm exhausted.
You know, I'm interested about what's more popular, the printed catalog or the e-catalog?
You know, that's a very good question. I don't know the answer to it. What I do know is that some individuals still love a paper version because they pass it around.
We have
Master Gardener programs across the country that use it as part of their instructional materials, and it's already printed on recycled materials with soy ink and, you know, all that, and sustainably harvested trees, that kind of thing.
I think a lot of people probably do it the way I do. They want the printed catalog, they look through it, but then they order online.
Mm-hmm. That's what we find. We're finding that about 60% of our sales come from online, and about 40% come the other way, where someone really needs help. They need someone human being to talk to, who's an expert, who can give them sort of a start-to-finish approach. When people know what they want, then it's easy for them to order online. But often we have growers, and when I say growers, I just mean, you know, somebody with tomato plant, you know, on a porch in a big city like New York City, all the way to very large organic growers that are struggling with a particular issue and they can't figure it out. So we're there to rescue and help out. And
I love that you're doing it organically. That is so important.
Absolutely. I think we sort of helped create the whole organic movement. When I think about when we first started our business, I mean, you couldn't even use the word organic. It was blasphemous. It scared, you know, growers.
It's funny because when I started writing about organics in the early 80s, I got the same reaction. Like, what? What do you mean organic? Don't I have to spray this and spray that to have a garden? I mean, people thought that's the way you had to garden. They were basically brainwashed into thinking that.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're fearful that if they moved away somehow from synthetics, that it was un-American, it was anti-establishment.
Yeah.
It really created an enormous ripple, and I was fortunate enough to be able to be asked often to talk about biological pest control, and every now and then I could see that, you know, there was a born again bug eyed enthusiast who out of the crowd, you know, I might have had 400 growers, one of them would go, wow, I get it, and it just took one and another, and today it makes me so happy when I walk into a mainstream grocery store and there's organic food always available. And you know, that's our work. We've been crusaders and pioneers, Doug, and so I'm happy that we are where we are today.
And when you walk into a nursery now, you get to see a lot of organic product too, which is certainly gratifying.
Most exciting and very gratifying. In fact, you know, now you're seeing organic plants for sale. And of course, the big resurgence in seed savings and caring for seeds and open heirloom, you know, open pollinated heirloom seeds. And I know you work with the Baker Creek guys. And we do, too. We just love them and all the things that they're doing. And it's first class all the way. Such an amazing care and love for our legacy, which are our seeds. I mean, without them, we lose a lot. And
what I love is how the new generation, the first and second time homeowners, you don't have to convince them to be organic. They want to be organic. They just want to know how to do it. And that's really going to help our world.
Well, absolutely. I'm so excited. I mean, for a long time, we sort of forgot about gardening. I mean, our parents were the first ones to really kind of got caught up with the wave of canned foods and frozen foods. And I mean, honestly, as a child, I never had any idea of what fresh asparagus looked like or tasted like, or neither that or artichokes. I thought came in a little jar that was called Caramia, and spinach always came in a can. I had no idea what fresh.
I didn't know how they grew SpaghettiOs either.
Oh, but we sure liked them then, didn't we?
Can you imagine? You know, canned ravioli, canned SpaghettiOs, and we thought that was a great meal. I can't even imagine how much sodium was in there.
What about the sugar? Oh, my God. Yeah, we love that stuff. Pepperoni, that was... Remember? Oh, my gosh. But anyway, I mean, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are laughing, too, because we didn't know anything. You know, we didn't know any better. We just thought our parents were so proud, you know, that they could go to the grocery store and buy a Sara Lee cheesecake. Mm-hmm. And everybody thought that's what cheesecake looked like and tasted like. We had no idea.
And it's funny when we talk about organics, too, because I often say this when I go out and speak. I often say that everybody was an organic gardener before World War II. And it is so true because there were no synthetics, really, for the most part. And when people hear that, it makes them feel a little bit better about organics and it's not a new thing, you know. Like you said, our parents were in that little span of time where synthetics were everything, and they really thought they were doing the right thing, you know, by using pesticides and herbicides.
They did. We're going to take a quick break, Doug. When we come right back, we're going to talk some more. So you're listening to the amazing Doug Oster, so don't go away.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Pereira de Fry. And with me this hour is gardening expert, author, television personality, speaker, radio show host, and traveler, Doug Oster. His newest book, Tomatoes, Garlic, Basil, The Simple Pleasures of Growing and Cooking Your Garden's Most Versatile Veggies, is a must-have. Welcome back, Doug.
So, thanks for having me on.
You bet. You're You're always my favorite. It's so much fun.
We have fun, don't we?
Don't we? Yes. There's no shortage of things to talk about. You know, you are such a shaker and a mover, and, you know, you always have something new that you're crusading for and pioneering about. What are you doing these days? Bring us up to date. You know, we haven't had you on the show for a little bit of time, so tell us what's new. What's going on?
Well, I'm not sure how new it is for me, but my big focus is to try and get this food that we're all growing into the hands of people that need it, the hungry. They really appreciate the fresh produce. You know, we always have extra tomatoes. We always have extra zucchini, cucumbers, whatever it is. Instead of throwing it in the compost pile, find a place to donate it. That's what I think I'll probably be doing when I finally retire from the newspaper, and everything else I'm doing will be focusing on trying to get this good food into the right hands. So many times people, I don't know, they just have kind of a negative viewpoint of people that use the food banks and such, but I've been there, and it's people that are working seriously two jobs, sometimes more than two jobs, to try and support their family, and they just can't make ends meet. And like I said, the appreciation of fresh tomatoes and stuff, but just to see the faces, and then of course you're giving them something that's so nutrient rich, as we all know, and flavorful. So that's something that I really feel strongly about, and I think the hardest thing has been really making this easy for people. You know, people are so busy. I have a festival once a year where people come and they bring their extra food, but I wish I had a better way for people to be able to do that. So I just always ask gardeners to seek out a place where you can give a little bit of extra food that you might be growing in your garden.
So in the Pittsburgh area, where do people take extra food? Do they take it to the food bank? Do they take it to the Salvation Army? How what are you doing? How does it work for you?
Well, I have a local outreach in my community, and almost every community does, whether through a church or it should be pretty easy for you to find. And certainly your big local community food bank will put you in the right direction so that you can have a local drop-off. For me to drive to the actual food bank would take me an hour. It's on the other side of town, and getting through Pittsburgh sometimes is kind of like getting through L.A. It's almost impossible. And so having a local place to drop the stuff off is great, and it's certainly pretty easy to find for people.
I mean, that makes the most sense of all because, I mean, you start looking at carbon footprints, you know, by the time you've lugged it, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
To take it there and 1 hour back.
Right.
So, and the other thing that I know we do here in Tucson is we are showing, you know, everybody how to grow. So any extra plot of land that's nearby, we call them food deserts, as you know, where in certain parts of the inner city, people can't even buy food. There's just no place to go. And so we, you know, this is a wonderful solution, along with sharing the extra that we have, also showing people how to grow, helping them grow. I know we certainly, as a company, donate an awful lot of products to helping people grow their own food. Once they know how to do it, it's so simple.
I'm glad you brought that up because locally here, our local big gardening organization, it's called Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens, they started a program in a food desert. And they put 100 gardens in for people. This was 3 years ago. And eventually it'll be 200 gardens. And everybody in the neighborhood has embraced it. And they're growing all this good stuff. I just did a story about it because I was so excited to see it. And they're building raised beds out of cedar, filling them up with, you know, good compost, and then fencing them in so that the groundhogs can't get in. That's what we have here in the Northeast. Groundhogs in the city, in a blighted area especially, are prolific, and you can't have a garden and have a groundhog.
I mean, I'm laughing because it's always something, you know. For other people, it's gophers. For others, it's moles or voles. But there's always something.
Yep.
And so you've just got to be creative about how to manage these things because we can't let them get the better of us and be the reason we don't grow. So I love these programs that are popping up all over the place and guerrilla gardeners, so to speak, that are just any little space in the inner city, as long as they have water and access to compost, really, I mean, they can get things going. And, I mean, everybody needs good food, let's face it, and it tastes so much better.
And, you know, sometimes we forget the therapeutic power of gardening, too. One of the places that they put a garden in was a daycare center, and you should see these kids learning about gardening. We kind of take it for granted, you know, where a bean comes from, you know, but they're learning this all new. They're learning all this new. And many people who've never eaten out of a garden can be afraid of eating out of the garden. I never could conceptualize that, but imagine being afraid to eat out of the garden because there might be bugs or this or that. We don't even think of that, you know? And so it's a learning curve, and it's just wonderful to see anybody else embrace gardening.
Especially the kids, as you say, you know, they're our future, and they have it right. I mean, we do too. Once you're in the garden, I mean, very few people do not notice the feeling they get when they're in the garden. There's something that you can't describe. Just, you know, it's just something that just makes you feel good, makes you happy, seeing things come to fruition, and not everything comes to fruition. I mean, we don't like to say that they're failures. It's just that not everything's good.
Well, I think what makes it great for kids is that gardening can teach a lot of life lessons. It's not all easy. You know, some things are going to be great and other things are going to be hard, and that's certainly what life is all about, too.
Yeah, I have a very best friend that I grew up with who works in the inner city as a teacher in the inner city of San Antonio, and he has the most popular class of all because he has a square foot garden for those children. And at the end of the class, he teaches fourth and fifth grade. He puts together a book that they all put together that talks about and shows pictures of their garden, and they bring in mathematics and writing, you know, reading. I mean, all about everything gets put into that. And it's the most amazing part of their education because they're able to use.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. That sounds wonderful.
The basic life skills that you need, reading, writing, arithmetic, and how to grow food. I mean, what could be better than that? Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to take another break. But when we come back, those who are listening, we're going to have a whole lot more of Doug Oster. And we're going to learn a little bit about his newest book, Tomatoes, Garlic, and Basil. So don't go away. We are coming right back.
Help with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry from Raraday Fry. My guest this hour is the versatile Doug Oster, gardening expert, author, television personality, speaker, radio show host, and traveler. His newest book, Tomatoes, Garlic, Basil, The Simple Pleasures of Growing and Cooking Your Garden's Most Versatile Veggies, is a book for gardeners of all types. This book is a balance of easy-to-use organic gardening tips, a little horticultural history, serious and funny cautionary gardening tales, and 30 simply delicious recipes, which is, of course, the gastronomic payoff. Welcome back, Doug.
Lots of stories in there. That's why I love that book so much, is I was able to tell my stories, and it's very self-serving because those are the three things I love more than anything in the garden.
Well, tell us your story, because I want to know about this book. I just have fallen in love with it, and it's such a fun read, and your tips are amazing. Of course, I love the recipes, so tell us your story about this.
It just came out of our 25th anniversary trip to Italy. I had never traveled anywhere like that before in my life, and I was so nervous about going, but it was such a wonderful time. My wife and I, was the first time in all these years that we really were away from the kids and away from work. Back then, you had no access to getting back to, you didn't have a cell phone that worked there. And so it was just a marvelous trip. And the book really came out of a visit way down to southern Italy, where we were reunited with my wife's cousin, who we hadn't seen in 26 years, since we were 20 years old. And he embraced us as if it was the second or the next day. And my wife had always dreamed of seeing where her grandmother grew up. And, we talked about SpaghettiOs and those kind of things. That's what I thought. That's really what I thought spaghetti and red sauce was supposed to be until I met my wife's grandmother. And we took this trip out, 2 hours into Pennsylvania. And they served me the sauce that I was like, what is this? Is this a spaghetti sauce? You know, and basically my wife taught me about fresh food and all this, and what she had learned from her grandmother. And so we were down south in Italy and looking at these places that her grandmother lived. Her grandmother left Italy when she was 14 when a volcano exploded off the coast of her town. She never saw the ocean again when she came here, and she never really spoke of Italy. And it was just a dream trip. And I've told the story before, and I tell the story a lot. But when our last day, my wife was, we were in this little restaurant eating this red sauce and pasta, and she just started crying. And I said, "What's wrong?" And she's like, "This is my grandmother's sauce." And the waiter would not come back to the table because he thought something was wrong, and I couldn't explain to him everything was okay. And I wrote about it when I came back to Pittsburgh, and someone was so moved by the story. When they went to Italy, they took it with them, folded it up, and found the same little town and the same little restaurant, and gave the guy the article, and he was so excited someone from Pittsburgh, USA was writing about his place, he put it up in the window. And a woman who lives in the town, her name is Erica Garcia, she read the story, went in, got the recipe, and sent me the recipe via email. That's when I decided to write tomato garlic basil.
Oh, that is such a sweet story.
And that book, people, they react the same way you do. They love it because, you know, we got those stories, the recipes. I made this from the book. There's a creamy tomato garlic basil soup, and I made it on TV here locally with the local PBS cooking guy. He's, you know, he's a local legend, Chris Fenimore. And whenever I make any recipe, I'm a garlic fanatic. I mean, fanatic. I triple the garlic. Well, I didn't realize I was using my own recipe. And so when he's making this live on the air, we're making this, and he takes his first spoonful of that soup, and his eyes just about blow out of his head, and he's just like, "Well, you can sure taste the garlic." And that show still reruns here locally, and I tell people when it comes on, it's called From the Garden, watch it and watch for that moment, because there's no hiding it. One more thing in the book was that when we were staying with my wife's cousin, his wife was the most incredible cook, and they were so excited to have family there. They made us this amazing eggplant parmesan, something we never had anything like it before. And they spoke barely any English. We spoke barely any Italian, but we got to know each other, and we were using this computer program that would translate. So I sent them an email saying, "I got to have that recipe. I'm going to make this book, blah, blah, blah." Send it right back. And in the subject line, coming back in that email, because that translation program always mixed up words, it says parmesan of eggs. And the whole, if you look at the recipe, you can figure out the recipe, but there's a couple words that are wrong. And once you decode them, you can figure it out. I convinced my publisher, we're putting it in the book the same way, so you have to decode it. And since the book was so popular, I was getting, especially when it first came out, getting calls from all over the country, you know, from Missouri. A guy would call and say, "Hey, buddy, I think you messed up the recipe there." And I said, "Oh, no, you just got to decode it." And he goes, "Just tell me what the words are so I can make it." So it was just a fun book to write, and I'm so proud of it. I did a lot of the photos in the book too, and it's just been a wonderful thing for me. You know, over the weekend I was speaking, just to sit there and have people bring the books to the speaking thing and get it signed, and to buy books there and get them signed, and them to tell me how, you know, everybody can relate to that. You know, you're being taught to cook from your grandmother or your mother or whatever has been passed down. And for me, you know, my wife's grandmother, her cooking came to me through my wife, you know, and that's how we cook now. And so she lives on in her style of cooking from Italy.
So beautiful. I love the story. Well, what's your favorite recipe in the book? I'm curious.
Favorite. Let's see. Well, I guess it would be the garlic elixir, because it's not for normal human beings. It's for us that cannot get enough garlic. I just got back from traveling. I was traveling in Canada, and went to this fancy restaurant, and I told the waitress, I was like, you know, you open kitchen, the chef's yelling, you can see everything. I said, just tell the chef I want triple garlic. You can't have too much in there. And the chef actually comes out to the table. Oh, sir, are you sure you want? I'm like, yes. You can't, you know. When you are a fanatic for something like garlic, and I eat it raw all the time, I feel it's a very healthy thing. Now, it's not always going to be the best thing for making friends, but I don't care. I love garlic, and the garlic elixir has so much garlic in it, oh, it's just to die for. And you can't get that anywhere unless you make it yourself. People are so afraid of garlic and how it makes you smell, and you know my radio partner, Jessica Walliser. When we first started working together, we're working in this little production studio, and she starts laughing, and she's just, I'm like, what is it? She goes, it's not polite, I can't say. And I said, what is it? It's been 6 months, the honeymoon's over. She goes, you smell like an Italian sub sandwich. So, I just love garlic, and I love all those recipes. Those are all recipes we make. Maybe the simple red sauce, it's just people, again, they make it too complicated. When you have three fresh ingredients, tomato, garlic, and basil, and they're coming right out of the garden, there can be nothing better than that. You could have a fancy chef with 1,000 ingredients to put a dish together, but those three simple things, served over pasta, cooked right, good pasta, there's nothing like it.
Nothing like it, and that's why I love the simplicity of many of the recipes. That's exactly, I love that recipe of yours, just tomato, garlic, and basil. It's the best.
Yeah, a little bit of sea salt, little Italian spices, whatever, you know.
Right?
Any recipe is just a starting point. Make it yours. You know, in my case, I'm adding triple the garlic. In your case, you might pull all the garlic out. You might not want as much basil. Whatever it might be, make it yours. That's what's so fun about cooking.
Make it yours. I love it. I love garlic, too. We're going to take another quick break. We're coming right back with the amazing Doug Oster. So for those of you who are listening, take a quick break. We're coming right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Sherry Hilarity-Fry, and you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This hour, my guest is gardening expert, author, television personality, speaker, radio show host, and traveler, Doug Oster. Find out about him and his accomplishments at DougOster.com. That's DougOster.com, DougOster.com. Check out his blog, which is filled with gardening information, and it's also the place to purchase his amazing books. Welcome back, Doug. Boy, the time is just flying. we've talked a little bit about the book, the tomatoes, garlic, and basil book. I thought you might want to share with us, you have your radio show with Jessica Wallister. What are the big issues that people ask you? What are they concerned about? What are the things that the listeners are wanting your advice about?
Well, right now here, there's two things. First is watering, how to water right. You're going to get a laugh out of this because I was warning people on the radio show this morning it's going to be 93 degrees here and telling them drink your water, be careful in the garden. That's probably winter temperatures for you guys down there. We almost shut the city down here when it gets up to 93. But watering the right way is very important. Water, I tell people water is such an important resource in the east here. You know, in Pittsburgh, they call it the three rivers. You know, we've got almost an endless supply right now of water, but it's not all, we don't know if that's always going to be that way. So watering the right way, you know, you got to soak those plants in. You got to keep the water at the base of the plant. So in the case of tomatoes, they don't get the leaves all wet. And really soak those plants in, but you only have to do it once a week. But the other big thing about tomatoes, and all over the country this is happening, is we're seeing signs of some of the early fungal diseases because we've got, in the east here, we've got this humidity. And so you'll see a tomato plant, and the bottom will be turning yellow. The leaves are starting to turn yellow, work their way up. So that's you know, septoria leaf spot or maybe early blight. And those are the things that people are dealing with around the country. And I just tell them, listen, remove the infected foliage. Don't spread it from plant to plant when you're removing the foliage. And then treat that plant with an organic fungicide. And organic is an important word there. Those chemical fungicides man, they're nasty. I don't want anything to do with them. Even, you know, you have to be careful with anything you spray, but when you go with an organic, a biological control to deal with the fungus, it's going to be safer for everybody. And those are probably the two biggest things right now, at least in the East here.
I think we see that pretty much everywhere once we start to get the hot weather and the humidity and those, you know, those summer rains. I mean, that's it seems like that's sort of the deal. At least we notice that our customers, which are all over the United States, seem to have those same issues. And, of course, insects. And, you know, more than anything, this is a time also to side dress, improve your fertility program.
Especially for containers. You know, I have a lot of containers, and you're watering them so much, you know, you're leaching out a lot of the nutrients. So I like to water them, and then I go around a second time with an organic liquid fertilizer that they love. And, again, that's another thing that we talk about. Don't use that chemical liquid fertilizer. It's got salt, and it's not good for the plants. It's not good for the soil life that's helping you garden. By putting something that's fish-based or seaweed-based or whatever it might be, I buy a bottle of concentrate, and that'll last me all summer, and the plants love it. You know, people look at my containers, they're like, how do you do that? Do you swap out the soil every year? I said, no, not every year. You know, I do it when I do it, but, you know, I'm giving them what they need, and that organic fertilizer, and it makes a big difference.
Sure does. And, I mean, mainly what we always talk about is just keeping your plants healthy. A healthy plant will naturally resist insect pests and diseases, and, you know, they'll be much more prolific, and everybody will be happy. So, you know, when someone has an insect pest issue or fungal issue, that's really a symptom of poor fertility, and it's so
exactly
easy to get your plants to pop right back up.
Yeah, when you give the plant everything it needs, it's basically going to fight off most pests and diseases. And when you have a nice balanced environment out there and you're not using a broad-spectrum pesticide, you know, when I first started, I didn't know any better. I had cabbage worms, and somebody told me, oh, get 7, you'll get rid of them. And I put the 7 on, and my kids were little, and I look out there, and they're walking barefoot through the garden looking for snow peas and walking right through that stuff. And I'm like, that's my epiphany. And I started looking on the bag. What is 7? I don't even know what it is. It has to be safe if they're selling it. Well, guess again, the nerve toxin. You're not going to want your 18-month toddler walking through a nerve toxin. And that changed everything for me. And I found out actually how easy organic gardening can be when you're letting the good bugs eat the bad bugs, you know, because when I put that 7 down, I did what I thought I was doing. I killed the bad bug, but I was killing all the good bugs. I was killing all the stuff under the soil. It was so stupid. And now nature has set up a balance in my garden. I don't have to spray anything, even anything organic, because I'm lucky enough where everything is at a balance, and nature set it up pretty good. Now, the rabbits, that's another story.
You have rabbit issues, huh?
Well, I got a little rabbit fenced in the vegetable garden. And every time I go in there, that little rabbit, he goes right underneath the beehive. He's smart. I can't get him out of the beehive, from underneath the beehive. I just want to chase him out. I don't want to hurt him. But he's living on my beet greens and lettuce and beans. You know, I pull beans, but this little guy, I don't know, he must be able to stand up. I don't know. He's an amazing little eater, and I just want to chase him out of the garden, close up that gate, and hopefully keep him out. There's plenty to eat outside in my environment here.
I think a lot of our listeners share your hardship, because I mean it happens to all of us. And where we have our garden, we have the whole thing enclosed, literally. You know, we have to dig way down and set up hard cloth so the gophers don't get in. And then you've got to cover everything up from the birds and the rabbits. And
I know.
We had gophers, and I thought, oh, you know, I read maybe if I put habaneros in their holes, that that would keep them away. Well, it actually started to work very nicely until the little ground squirrels came in and thought it was Christmas and took away my habaneros. Off they went. You know, they were so happy.
Well, as we say, gardening can be a challenge, but it's worth it. There's always things that are going to be fine that they're not going to eat, and we do have lots of solutions for the problem. Like I said, once I can finally get to that rabbit in a position where it can run out the gate, I'll be good. I don't know how it got in there. It's just a little itty bitty rabbit. You know, those little ones can get through just about anything. Everything will be fine.
Well, the other thing was
I was gone for 10 days and taking people through these gardens of the Canadian Rockies, and when I came back, the deer had all eaten all my hostas. So I am spraying those with an organic spray to make, and it smells awful. I hate being in the garden even when I spray it, but I've got to do it because I want to get my hostas back.
Yeah, putrescent egg solid, and I know we sell it. It works. It just has better odor, although we have a new product coming out. That every Thursday we have a new product meeting, and this one uses putrescent egg. It also has a mint flavor or aroma, I guess, that masks the odor. So who knows? Okay, we've got about a minute left. It has been so much fun having you on the show. What is your message that you'd like to leave to our listeners today?
Gardening is so much fun. It's so good for you. Even if it's just one tomato plant in a container or a whole field, get out there and get some stuff planted. If you're in the East, there's still time to plant. You can keep going. I'm gardening year-round in the Pittsburgh climate. And never, never reach for chemicals because it's never going to work. Let nature have this balance. Figure things out. And don't panic when things go bad. There's lots of people like Sherry and myself that can help you have a great garden.
Well said. Thank you so much. I'm inspired. I'm always inspired when I have you on the show.
I love being on your show. It's nice to have a whole hour to talk, and I just appreciate everything that you do, Sherry.
Thank you, Doug. The same. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for listening today and for doing your best as good organic gardeners and doing the things you did. Next week, we'll have another amazing guest. Go out and make it a great East Organic Garden Week. Sherry Carrera Desai, environmentally and sustainably yours.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.